Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Scott Brown's timetable has suddenly shifted. The new U.S. Senator-elect will be sworn in later today around 5 p.m. in Washington, a week ahead of his earlier schedule. Brown apparently pushed up the date because he wants to participate in several upcoming votes in the Senate, as well as the expected debate over President Obama's jobs bill. It's a big day for Massachusetts Republicans, as Brown's upset victory over Democrat Martha Coakley last month has provided high-octane fuel for GOP hopes of winning seats in Congress and at the State House. Can they repeat Scott Brown's success? WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Nick Connors, the executive director of the Massachusetts Republican Party, says this could be a year for the Republicans.
For the first time in a long time, we can say that the wind appears as though it's going to be at our back and not something that we're fighting through.
But go to a local Republican gathering and it feels like the doldrums. State Committee Woman Sheila Richardson is one of only 18 people sitting at tables sipping coffee and beer. The meeting is all about Scott Brown.
The interest in that campaign was something I've never seen, and I've worked on many, many campaigns.
Richardson says people were coming into Brown's campaign office in Littleton by droves,
saying, give me a sign, give me a bumper sticker, give me anything, I'll take it. And we didn't have it for him because he didn't have the money.
Even at this poorly attended meeting, hopeful candidates come through, eager to make their pitch to party insiders. Everybody wants to be Scott Brown these days. Mario Marchese is running for state representative for Wilmington and Tewksbury.
No, I drive a minivan. My name is Mario Marchese, and I drive a minivan. Yes,
yes. But here's the obstacle for Republicans. Only one in eight Massachusetts voters is a registered Republican. Republican candidates can't win without independent voters and a large part of union households. Republicans are most energized in challenging Congressman Bill Delahunt of Quincy. Scott Brown carried Delahunt's district by a bigger margin than any other. So now, six Republicans are thinking about running. One of them is State Senator Bob Headland of Weymouth. Here at a Republican breakfast at the Monponset Inn in Halifax, Headland points out that his town, Weymouth, gave Brown his biggest margin in the state, nearly 7,000 votes.
I've been someone that has brought some non-traditional Republican constituencies into the mix. I've had a pretty good record with labor is one example. I was talking with some union guys, one of whom plays on one of my softball teams. He said, I know you're going to have to ratchet down your softball playing if you get in this race. And he says, I will too.
Weymouth has the highest percentage of union households in Massachusetts, and union families ended up being key to Brown's victory. Headland argues that union workers are one important ingredient for a repeat Republican victory this fall.
As we saw for Scott Brown, AFL-CIO, some internal polling that they did after the election, analyzing this stunning defeat that they had, revealed, and this is the AFL-CIO in Massachusetts' own polling, revealed that 49% to 47% of their members went for Scott Brown.
And that's no small thing when you're evaluating Democrats' chances to hang on to power. Andy Smith agrees with Headland that the union vote is up for grabs this year.
These are people who are traditionally been in the Democratic Party.
Smith is the director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center, and he polls regularly in Massachusetts.
If you think of the Democratic Party in Massachusetts, it's like two parties. You've got the Cambridge Faculty Club Party, and then you've got maybe like the South Boston or the Worcester Union Hall Party. Democrats win when they can unify those two wings of the party. If Republicans can make serious inroads into that blue-collar wing of the Democratic Party, they've got a good chance of winning.
And that chance improves if Republicans can continue to excite independent voters. John Marshall is one of those voters. He's standing outside the Falmouth Inn in a crowd of people waiting to meet Scott Brown.
It's absolutely a resurgence of the people getting involved, and now that we see that we can actually make a difference, this is going to carry right across the country.
What about Massachusetts?
Well, I see the gubernatorial race that's coming up. I see Deval Patrick's going to be, I think he'll be out, and I think somebody like Tim Cahill.
Tim Cahill. The problem is, he's not a Republican. He was a Democrat, and now he's running as an independent against Governor Deval Patrick. So Brown's victory does not guarantee Republicans a win in the governor's race, but
what about Congress? How do you see Bill Delahunt? Do you think he's going to run into opposition?
You know, I've been thinking about Bill Delahunt. I don't think anybody's safe in this climate.
Democrats, consider yourselves warned. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.